Blog Talk Radio.
My days in line. I had to do this so early because
So, unfortunately, I have an unforeseen. Anyways, I hope everybody has a beautiful day. This year has been very dire. This year has been crazy as all get out. But I can say that I'm incredibly blessed. I have no complaints. And I feel like, you know, through my show, I want to just spread the holiday spirit. You know, we already have enough negativity. We already have enough darkness. Just floating around, you know, my way. Just a tribute to, you know, the holiday time. So, if you want to call in, the number is 515-605-9806. That's 515-605-9806. Also, don't forget to follow me right here on Blog Talk Radio so you can know when my next episode will be coming. So, I'm not going to hold y'all. We're going to get into the show. Let's go.
I live to be 100, I'll never be able to forget that big snowstorm a couple of years ago. The weather closed in and, well, you might not believe it, but the world almost missed Christmas. Oh, excuse me. Call me Sam. What's the matter? Haven't you ever seen a talking snowman before? Nice around here, isn't it? I call it Christmas Town, better known as the North Pole. Christmas tree forest. Yep, here's where we grow them. Nice place to live, you know. Christmas seals. Of course, the number one citizens up here are the Clauses, Santa and the Mrs. They live right over there. First castle on the left. Matter of fact, the only castle on the left.
Papa, you haven't touched a morsel. I'll have to take the suit in. Eat.
I'm busy, Mama. It's almost Christmas.
Whoever heard of a skinny Santa? Eat. Eat.
Now, don't any of you worry your heads about Santa. Mrs. Claus will have him plenty fattened up by Christmas Eve. It's always the same story. Ah, I love this Christmassy time of year. Especially when everything is running happy and smooth like it is this season. Nothing like that year of the big snowstorms. I don't know what we would have done without Rudolph to pull us through. Anyway, Rudolph? Could it be that some of you are not acquainted with the story of Rudolph? Well, pull up an ice block and lend an ear. Now, you know how Santa uses these flying reindeer to pull his sleigh. You know Dasher, and Dancer, and Prancer, and Vixen, Comet, and Cupid, Donner, and Blitzen. But do you recall the most famous reindeer of all? Now let me tell you about Rudolph. It all started a couple of years before the big snow. It was springtime, and Santa's lead reindeer, Donner, had just become a proud papa.
Nah, we'll call him Rudolph.
Rudolph is a lovely name. Rudolph.
Hey, he knows his name already.
Got a shiny nose.
Shiny? I'd even say it glows.
Well, we'll simply have to overlook it.
Now, how can you overlook that? His beak blinks like a blinking beacon. Well, Donner, where's the new member of the family? After all, if he's going to be on my team someday, he'd better get to know me. Well, hi there. Aren't you the sturdy little fellow?
Santa.
And smart, too. Great bouncing iceberg.
Now, I'm sure it'll stop as soon as he grows up, Santa.
Well, let's hope so if he wants to make the sleigh team someday. You see, little fellow, every year I shine up my jingle bells for 8 lucky reindeer. Jingle, 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 you will hear my sleigh bells ring. I am old Kris Kringle, I'm the king of jingling. Jingle, jingle, reindeer, through the frosty air they'll go. They are not just plain deer, they're the fastest deer I know. Ho, ho, you must believe that on Christmas Eve I won't pass you by. I'll dash away in my magic sleigh, flying through the sky. Jingle, 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 you will hear my sleigh bells ring. I am old Kris Kringle, I'm the king of jingling. I am old Kris Kringle, I'm the king of jingling. Ho, ho!
Bye-bye.
No, Santa's right. He'll never make the sleigh team. Wait a minute. I've got it. We'll hide Rudolph's nose.
Hide it?
Yeah. Come here, boy. You'll be a normal little buck just like everybody else, right? A chip off the old antlers. Now, now, you'll get used to it. Put it there, son. Aw, gee.
Well, for the first year, the Donners did a pretty fair job of hiding Rudolph's, nonconformity. Donner taught Rudolph all the ins and outs of being a reindeer, how to get food, how to fight off enemies, things like that. But most important... most important of all, he taught his son to beware of the abominable snow monster of the North. He's mean, he's nasty, and he hates everything to do with Christmas. Now, aside from the abominable, business goes on as usual. And soon, it is right before Christmas. And everybody is getting ready for that big, big sleigh ride on the night of the 24th, Christmas Eve. You see, all the toys Santa brings are made by these elves. Seems elves have that certain knack for toy making. All except for this one misfit.
Kirby! Aren't you finished painting that yet? There's a pile up a mile wide behind you. What's eating you, boy?
Not happy in my work, I guess.
What?
I just don't like to make toys.
No, well, if that's all... What? You don't like to make toys?
No.
Herbie doesn't like to make toys.
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 Toys? Shame on you.
Do you mind telling me what you do want to do?
Well, sir, someday I'd like to be a dentist.
A dentist?
Well, we need one up here. I've been studying. It's fascinating. You've no idea. Molars and bicuspids and incisors.
Now, listen, you. You're an elf. And elves make toys. Now, get to work. 10 minutes break. Not for you. Finish the job or you're fired.
Why am I such a misfit? I am not just a nitwit. You can't fire me, I quit. See, I don't fit in.
Ah, well, such is the life of an elf. Meanwhile, Rudolph is having his growing pains, too. old Donner is determined to keep Rudolph's nose a secret.
All right, son, try it on.
I don't wanna. Daddy, I don't like it.
You'll like it and wear it.
Oh, but Daddy, it's not very comfortable.
There are more important things than comfort. Self-respect. Santa can't object to you now.
Why am I such a misfit? I am not just a nitwit. Just because my nose grows, why don't I fit in?
And so time passes. Christmas comes and goes on schedule, and soon it is April. That's when all the new fawns come out with their folks to meet the other new fawns and to be inspected by Santa.
Now, don't worry about your nose, son. Just get out there and do your stuff. Remember, you're my little bug.
Hi, my name's Fireball. What's yours?
Rudolph.
Come on, you can be my buddy.
Where are we going?
To the reindeer game. Makes antlers grow. Besides, it's a great way to show off in front of the nose. Come on.
Ah, youth. Meanwhile, the elves are bustling with activity. Christmas is over, but they still keep busy with lessons and elf improvement.
All out for elf practice! Well, let's get this over with. I have to go down and look over the new deer.
Okay, Santa. Now let's try out the new elf song I wrote. And remember, it's for Santa. And a one-a, and a two-a, and a three-a.
Ho, 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 ho. We are Santa's elves. We are Santa's elves. Filling Santa's shelf with a toy for each girl and boy. Oh, we are Santa's elves.
We work hard all day, but our work is slow.
Sob, we try out, see if they cry out, we are Santa's elves. We've a special job each year.
We don't like to brag.
Christmas Eve, we always fill Santa's bag. Santa knows who's good. Do the things you should. And we bet you he won't forget you. We are Santa's elves. We've a special job each year.
We don't like to brag.
Christmas Eve, we always fill Santa's bag. Santa knows who's good. Do the things you should. And we bet you he won't forget you. We are Santa's elves. Ho, 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 ho. We are Santa's elves. Ho, ho.
Well, it needs work. I have to go.
What does Papa know? It's beautiful. You keep it just the way it was. Papa? Papa!
That sounded terrible. The tenor section was weak.
Wasn't our fault, boss. Herbie didn't show up.
What?
Now, this won't hurt a bit.
Why weren't you at elf practice?
Fixing these dolls' teeth.
Just fixing. Now listen. We have dolls that cry, talk, walk, blink, and run a temperature. We don't need any chewing dolls.
I just thought I found a way to fit in.
You'll never fit in. Now you come to elf practice and learn how to wiggle your ears and chuckle warmly and go hee-hee and ho-ho and important stuff like that. A dentist. Good grief!
No, I just can't. It's like he said, I'll never fit in. A
I guess I'm on my own now.
Hey, look! Those! Hey, what do you know? One of them likes ya.
Yeah, Fireball? You really think so?
Uh-uh. Here comes the coach.
All right, yearlings. All right now. That's better. My name is Comet. And even though I'm your instructor, I want to be your pal. Right? Right. My job is to make bucks out of you. So let's go. Now then, our first game is called Takeoff. We all want to pull Santa's sleigh someday, don't we? So we must learn to fly. Now, who's first to fly? One at a time. You're Dash's little boy, aren't you? You go first. All right, now, the whole trick is getting up enough speed and jumping into the wind. You got it? Go ahead. Very good. For a first try. Next.
He won't get to us for a while yet. Now's your chance to get acquainted with that dough.
Nice day.
Yep.
For takeoff practice, I mean.
Yep.
I bet you'll be the best.
I don't know.
Something wrong with your nose? I mean, you talk kind of funny.
What's so funny about the way I talk?
Well, don't get angry. I don't mind.
You don't?
My name's Clarice. Hi.
My name's Rudolph. Hi.
Hi.
Hey, Clarice. Hey, after practice, would you...
Rudolph, you get back here. It's your turn, you know.
Gee, I gotta go back. Would you walk home with me?
Uh-huh. Rudolph. I think you're cute.
I'm cute!
Magnificent!
I'm cute! She said I'm cute!
Not bad! Not bad at all!
Hey, you're okay!
She said I'm cute! Ha
ha!
For crying out loud!
Fireball, what's the matter?
Get away! Get away from me!
Now, what's this nonsense here, Bucks? After all,
Hey, look at the bee.
You should be ashamed of yourself. What a pity. He had a nice takeoff, too.
All right now, yearlings. Back to practice. Oh, no. Not you. You better go home with your folks. From now on, gang, we won't let Rudolph join in any reindeer games, right?
Bye.
Well, what do you want?
You promised to walk me home.
Aren't you going to laugh at my nose, too?
I think it's a handsome nose. Much better than that silly false one you were wearing.
It's terrible. It's different from everybody else's.
But that's what makes it so grand. Why, any doe would consider herself lucky to be with you.
Yeah? But I wasn't very lucky today, was I? I wish...
There's always tomorrow for dreams to come true. Believe in your dreams, come what may. There's always tomorrow, so much to do. And slowly...
Clarice.
Papa.
You get back to your cave this instant.
But I...
This instant, young lady.
Yes, sir.
Now, there's one thing I want to make very plain. No doe of mine is going to be seen with a red-nosed reindeer.
Oh, is this your snowbank?
No. Who are you?
Well, actually, I am a dentist.
A dentist?
Well, I want to be someday. Right now, I'm just an elf. But I don't need anybody. I'm independent.
Yeah? Me too. I'm... whatever you said. Independent.
Hey, what do you say we both be independent together, huh?
You wouldn't mind my red nose?
Not if you don't mind me being a dentist.
It's a deal.
We're a couple of misfits. We're a couple of misfits. What's the matter with misfits? That's where we fit in. We're not Daffy and Jilly. Don't go round willy-nilly. Seems to us kind of silly that we don't fit in. We may be different from the rest. Who decides the test of what is
really bad? We're a couple of misfits. We're a couple of misfits. What's the matter with misfits? That's where we fit in.
Why am I such a misfit? I am not just a misfit. I'm a terrible reindeer. Why don't I fit in?
Why am I such a misfit? I am not just a nitwit. They can't fire me, I quit. Seems I don't fit in. We may be different from the rest. Who decides the test of what is really best? We're a couple of misfits. We're a couple of misfits. What's the matter with misfits? That's where we fit in.
Now, these two didn't have any idea about what they were letting themselves in for. The world looked a lot more complicated and dangerous than it seemed when they were snug and warm at home.
The Abominable. He must see your nose. Quick, douse the light.
Like I said, the outside world is up to its ears in danger. Well, somehow Rudolph and Hermie managed to get through the first night.
Spit that away.
Who are you?
Who am I? The name's Yukon Cornelius, the greatest prospector in the North. This is my land, and you know, it's rich with gold. Gold! Gold and silver. Silver and gold. Wahoo! Nothing.
Silver and gold. Well, what do you think of our friend Cornelius? Seems all he thinks about is silver and gold.
Silver and gold, silver and gold. Everyone wishes for silver and gold. How do you measure its worth? Just by the pleasure it gives here. Silver and gold, silver and gold, mean so much more when I see silver and gold decorations.
What's a Christmas tree without tinsel and pretty silver and gold decorations? Can't really call it a Christmas tree, now can you? And think of all the fun and joy that would be lost on Christmas morning if all the young folks didn't get to see that sparkling, happy tree.
Silver and gold, silver and gold, mean so much more when I see. Silver and gold decorations on every Christmas tree.
Now, well, now I'm off to get my life-sustaining supplies, cornmeal and gunpowder and ham hocks and guitar strings. I'll give you a lift. Hop aboard, mateys. Now, mush! 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 Like this. Watch. Gad zooks! The Bumble Snow Monster of the North strikes again.
Away.
The only thing I hate is a noisy bumble snow monster. We'll have to outwit the fiend with our superior intelligence.
Tom.
Douse your nose and run like crazy. Come on!
You wanted gold.
I changed my mind.
Yes, sir, our friends were really on their way, but not one of them knew where they were going. Now, you can bet old Donner felt pretty bad about the way he had treated Rudolph, and he knew that the only thing to do was to go out and look for his little buck. Mrs. Donner wanted to go along, naturally, but Donner said, "No. This is man's work." And no sooner did the man of the house leave when Mrs. Donner and Clarice decided to set out on their own. Now, they were really taking their chances. Because, you see, that little ice boat had run into a pack of mighty wicked fog.
Fog as thick as peanut butter.
You mean pea soup.
You eat what you like, or I'll eat what I like. Yeah! Land ho!
No kidding.
Where are we?
Hey, looky up there.
Halt! Who goes there?
Us, of course. Who'd you think?
Oh, well, then that's okay. Okay. Who, may I ask, are you?
We're Rudolph and Hermie and Yukon Cornelius, sir.
Who are you?
I'm the official sentry of the Island of Misfit Toys.
A Jack in the Box for a sentry?
Yes, my name is...
Don't tell me. Jack.
No, Charlie. That's why I'm a misfit toy. My name is all wrong. No child wants to play with a Charlie in the box, so I had to come here.
Where's here?
Means a sack full of joy for millions of girls and for millions of boys. When Christmas Day is here, the most wonderful day of the year.
A jack-in-the-box waits for children to shout.
Wake up! Don't you know it's time to come out?
When Christmas Day is here, the most wonderful day of the year.
A scooter for Jimmy.
A dolly for Sue.
The kind that will even say,
how do you do?
When Christmas Day is here, the most wonderful day of the year.
How would you like to be a spotted elephant?
Or a choo-choo with square wheels on your caboose?
Or a water pistol that shoots jelly?
We're all misfits.
How would you like to be a bird that doesn't fly? I swim.
Or a cowboy who rides an ostrich.
Or a boat that can't stay afloat.
We're all misfits.
If we're on the island of unwanted toys, we'll miss all the fun with the girls and the boys. When Christmas Day is here, the most wonderful, 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 wonderful day of the year.
Hey, we're all misfits too. Maybe we should stay here for a while.
Well, you'd have to get permission from King Moonracer.
Who's he?
He rules here. Every night he searches the entire earth. When he finds a misfit toy, one that no little girl or boy loves, he brings it here to live in this island till someone wants it. He's holding court in his castle right now.
Come closer. What do you desire?
Well, we're a couple of misfits from Christmas Town, and now we'd like to live here.
No, that would not be possible. This island is for toys alone.
How do you like that? Even among misfits, you're misfits.
Unlike playthings, a living creature cannot hide himself on an island. But perhaps, being misfits yourselves, you might help the toys here.
Help them?
Yes. When someday you return to Christmas Town, would you tell Santa about our homeless toys? I'm sure he could find little boys and girls who would be happy with them. A toy is never truly happy until it is loved by a child.
When and if we ever get back, we'll tell Santa, sir.
Good. You are free to spend the night. Footman, show our friends to their chambers.
No, it's all settled. We leave tomorrow together.
But the abominable will see my nose and get us all. I've got to go alone.
Nonsense. It's all for all and one for... I mean, one for... Ah, let's get some shut-eye.
But...
It's all settled.
Well, poor Rudolph realizes that he can't endanger his friends' lives anymore. And so, that night, he decides to strike out on his own.
Goodbye, Cornelius. I hope you'll... find lots of tinsel. Goodbye, Hermie. Whatever a dentist is, I hope someday that you're the greatest.
Well, time passed slowly. Rudolph existed as best he could. The snow monster kept him on the run. But once in a while, he would stop and make a friend, or two. But it wouldn't last long, and Rudolph would be on his own again. But during all that time, a strange and wonderful thing was happening. Rudolph was growing up. And growing up made Rudolph realize you can't run away from your troubles. Pretty soon, he knew where he had to go. Home.
You? I thought you were gone for good. Hey, look who's back. Oh, Neon knows. Mom? Pa? I'm home.
They're gone, Rudolph. They've been gone for months, out looking for you.
Clarice?
She's gone too, and I'm very worried. Christmas Eve is only 2 days off, and without your father, I'll never be able to get my sleigh off the ground.
Gone? I'll find him, sir. I'll find them all.
Well, he was just about to leave when suddenly it hit. Storm of storms, and only 2 days before Christmas Eve. Now Rudolph knew that he had to find his folks right away, and he knew where he had to look. The cave of the abominable snow monster. Their last chance. Not quite. You see, ever since Rudolph left them, Hermie and Yukon Cornelius had been trying to find their friend. Well, they arrived in Christmas Town just as the storm hit. And it was a good thing that I sent them right out after Rudolph.
Hey, look!
What do we do? We can't let that monster get a hold of them.
I got an idea. Listen.
Yeah.
And then...
Yes.
Hey?
Not bad. It might work.
Oh, why does he get it over with? Mom.
Are you sure we can get him to come out here?
Never knew the bumble snow monster yet who turned down a pork dinner for deer meat. Do your stuff.
I'm...
Put some heart in it. That bumble's hungry. Terrible weather you've been having. Snow and ice.
dentist. You take it from here.
It's Yukon Cornelius.
Ta-da! In person?
We're saved.
Let's get out of here.
I'll light the way.
Why, blast your hairy bumble hide.
Don't let this big blowhard scare you anymore. Just walk right past them.
I tell you, you're looking at a mighty humble bumble.
He's nothing without his choppers.
Let me at him. Well, they are all very sad at the loss of their friend, but they realize that the best thing to do is to get the women back to Christmastown. So they make it back, and when everybody hears their story, they start to realize maybe they were a little hard on the misfits. Maybe misfits have a place too. Even Santa realizes that maybe he was wrong.
Rudolph, I promise. As soon as this storm lets up, I'll find homes for all those misfit toys.
All right, you can open up a dentist's office next week after Christmas.
Come here, open your mouth.
Oh,
dear. I better set up an appointment for you week from Tuesday, 4:30, sharp.
Oh,
and I'm sorry too, Rudolph, for the way I acted.
Open up! Isn't a fit night out for man nor beast. Here's the man, and here's the beast. Now calm down, calm down. I reformed this bumble. He wants a job. Looky what he can do. And he doesn't even need a stepladder.
You went over the side of the cliff.
Didn't I ever tell you about Bumbles? Bumbles bounce!
Well, as good everyone feels, this is no time for celebrating, because the next day is Christmas Eve, the biggest day of the year.
Papa, eat.
How can I eat? That silly elf song is driving me crazy.
You're going to disappoint the children. They expect a fat Santa.
Latest weather report, sir.
Well, this is it. The storm won't subside by tonight. We'll have to cancel Christmas.
Papa, are you sure?
Everything's grounded. Oh, the poor kids. They've been so good this year, too. But I couldn't chance it. I'll have to tell everybody that it's all off this year.
Quiet, please, everybody, quiet.
Quiet. I've got some bad news, folks. Christmas is going to be canceled. There's nothing I can do. This weather... Yeah, Rudolph, please, could you tone it down a bit? I mean, that nose of yours, that nose, that beautiful, wonderful nose.
Huh?
Rudolph, Christmas is not off, and you're going to lead my team.
I am?
Yes, sir, you and that wonderful nose of yours.
My nose, sir?
Oh, from what I see now, that'll cut through the murkiest storm they can dish up. What I'm trying to say is, Rudolph, with your nose so bright, won't you guide my sleigh tonight?
It will be an honor, sir.
I knew that nose would be useful someday. I knew it all along.
Happy Christmas!
Happy Christmas!
the best time of the year. I don't know if there'll be snow, but have a cup of cheer.
Have a holly jolly Christmas.
And when you walk down the street, say hello to friends you know and everyone you meet. Ho, ho, the mistletoe hung where you can see. Somebody waits for you, kiss her once for me.
Have a holly jolly Christmas.
And in case you didn't hear,
oh, by golly, have a holly jolly Christmas this year.
And in case you didn't hear,
oh, by golly, have a holly jolly Christmas this year.
Oh, ho, 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 ho,
ho, ho, ho, later. Let me check. Turn.
Oh, Mama.
Now shake when you laugh.
Ho, ho, ho.
Now, that's my Santa.
Oh, thanks, Mama. My coat. Ready, Rudolph?
Ready, Santa.
Well, let's be on our way. Okay, Rudolph, full power. First stop, the Island of Misfit Toys. Up, 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 and away!
You'll be a hero after this.
Yes, a hero.
That's my boy. Now, you see how it's done? Wahoo!
Peppermint! What I've been searching for all my life! I've struck it rich! I've got me a peppermint mine! Wahoo!
Well, it's Christmas Eve, but looks like we're forgotten again.
But Rudolph promised we'd go this time.
Oh, guess the storm was too much for them. Might just as well go to bed and start dreaming about next year.
I haven't any dreams left to dream. We'll never get off this island. Never.
Wait a minute. What's that? Is it? It sure is. It's Santa. And look, Rudolph is leading the way.
You can see his nose from here.
On our way. Ready, Rudolph?
Ready, Santa.
Okay, Rudolph, full power. Up, and away!
Well, folks, as for the rest of the story,
he went down in his story.
Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer had a very shiny nose, and if you ever saw it, you would even say it glows. All of the other reindeer used to laugh and call him names. They never let poor Rudolph join in any reindeer game. Then one foggy Christmas Eve, Santa came to say, Rudolph, with your nose so bright, won't you guide my sleigh tonight? Then how the reindeer loved him as they shouted out with glee.
Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer, you'll go down in history. Reindeer,
You'll go down in history.
Merry Christmas! Merry Christmas!
And that, people, is the end of my show. I hope y'all enjoyed it the way that I did. So tune in tomorrow. I'm not going to say same time, same place, because I might come early like I did today. If you're listening to the playback, yes, I started the show early because I have things to do. It is December, and as we all know, it's the hustle and bustle of the holidays. We got to get things done when we can get it done. So just know, I'm not going to skip a day, even if I have to come early in the day or late at night. Just know, there will still be and always be 25 days leading up until Christmas. And 9 times out of 10, I probably won't do the show on Christmas. I'll probably just do 2 in 1. But either way, we're going to have a good time. So before I get out of here, let me leave y'all with my thought of the day. And my thought of the day is this. Never depend on somebody to give you something that you could easily give to yourself. And always pay attention to those who call themselves working hard in order to be one with you when basically they're giving the bare minimum. Never settle. Always strive for excellence. So with that being said, love, peace, and blessings. Pray before you lay. I love y'all, and good night. Well, I can't say good night. I love y'all. Have a good day.
Give up.